Happy New Year. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Here's hoping that 2021 is a better year than 2020. Although 2020 was a good practice in giving God our burdens. Would you agree? I would agree with myself. All right, so we are continuing our foray into Isaiah. And this month in January, we are reading through in using the New Living Translation. I'm in Isaiah 4, and this is what it says. In that day, so few men will be left that seven women will fight for each man, saying, "Let us all marry you. We will provide our own food and clothing. Only let us take your name so we won't be mocked as old maids." But in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of all who survive in Israel. All who remain in Zion will be a holy people, those who survive the destruction of Jerusalem and are recorded among the living. The Lord will wash the filth from beautiful Zion and cleanse Jerusalem of its bloodstains with a hot breath of fiery judgment. Then the Lord will provide shade for Mount Zion and all who assemble there. He will provide a canopy of cloud during the day and smoke and flaming fire at night, covering the glorious land. It will be a shelter from daytime heat and a hiding place from storms and rain. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I first pray for those who are single, and I know this seems kind of like a funny little foray. I use that word twice today. A funny little sidestep that I'm doing in terms of this scripture, but it does talk about not having enough men for the women, and so I do pray for those who find themselves single, whether that be just they have never been married, or they've experienced the trauma of widowhood, or they have walked through the pain of divorce. Lord, there's so many different reasons why people are walking that singleness journey. And particularly this last year, I'm aware of how difficult it would be to live alone during a pandemic and during quarantine. And so, Lord, would you please be with my single friends today? Would you help them to see that you do see them, that you are aware of their needs, and that you are carrying their burdens? And Lord, if it be your will, I pray you would send a companion their way who would help them bear their burdens so that they could together glorify you. And if that's not in your plan for them, I pray you would bring deep levels of peace and contentment and joy with their current situation. And Lord, I pray that for all of us today. So often, Lord, I'm just looking at the future thinking, well, I'll be happy if these circumstances happen. And that doesn't have anything to do with who you are and how we live on this earth. My happiness, my joy, my completion comes in knowing you alone. You are the God of the universe who carries the burdens of his followers. You are the one who rescued us from sin. You are the one who loves us unconditionally and forgives us. Lord, where would we go? You are the one who has the words of eternal life. So I pray you would help us to find our true contentment and rest in you. Lord, forgive us for thinking something else or some sort of situation or some person or whatever will fill us the way you will. We want to have undivided loyalties to you, Lord. We want to serve you first, especially as we begin this brand new year. And Lord, I pray for those who are listening for the very first time. We're starting their year off with prayer. And I pray, Lord, that this would be just their fallback, their natural breathing rhythms of, oh, I'm scared, or oh, I'm stressed, or oh, I'm worried, I'm going to pray. Lord, that's how it's been for me this year. And forgive me for those times where I have just tried to handle it on my own instead of giving you my burdens. Lord, help me and help us to become people of prayer. Lord, we do want to see some fruit. You have promised the nation of Israel when they are in exile that there would be fruit, that there would be washing of dirt away, that there would be cleansing. And Lord, we need all of that. We need to see the fruit of our hands. We need to be cleansed of our sins. We need to experience your shelter. Just as you provided shade for Mount Zion and all who assembled there, we need that canopy of cloud during the day and the smoke and flaming fire at night. We need your direction. We need your voice. We need your covering. We need your shelter. We truly say today that you are our hiding place. You are our refuge. You are the one that we run to. You are our safe tower. You are the rock that we build our life upon. And so we worship you this first day of 2021, and we give you all the glory for who you are and what you've done. Again, Lord, I echo that prayer, we re-echo it, that we would find contentment in you alone and in your strength and your power and your grace. Lord, these are not just words. These are sentences of surrender that we mean and we pray to you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's a couple different levels you can support the podcast, and this just simply helps pay for the engineering and the posts and all of that. So thank you so much for doing that. And I'm really particularly grateful on this first day of the new year for you, those of you who are helping the podcast. Thank you sincerely for what you've done. And for all of you who are listening, I just want to thank you. I am grateful for you. I am humbled beyond means, beyond words, actually, that you're spending your time listening to the Word of God and prayer. You are to be commended for that, and I'm grateful for you.